Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Nickel Highway Collapse. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that bridges the gap between curiosity and knowledge through the endless well of information that is Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, and today we're delving into a somber yet important historical event that stands as a stark reminder of the importance of engineering integrity, safety, and the impact of human error on our surroundings. We're talking about the Nickel Highway Collapse, a tragic incident that occurred in Singapore on April 20th, 2004. Now, for those of you tuning in, I want you to imagine a bustling metropolis, a city that prides itself on modernity, efficiency, and safety. Singapore is just that, a shining example of urban development and city planning. But as with all human endeavors, it is not immune to catastrophe. The collapse of the Nickel Highway was a major disaster that struck at the heart of Singapore's transport network. During the construction of the Circle Line, a section of the tunnel being constructed gave way, causing a massive collapse that resulted in the death of 4 people and injured 3 others. But what led to such a devastating incident in a city known for its precision and care in construction and development? Let's take a moment to explore the sequence of events and the lessons learned from this tragedy. The construction of the Circle Line, a fully underground orbital line, was part of Singapore's ambitious plan to expand its mass rapid transit MRT system. On that fateful day, a stretch of the Nickel Highway, an important arterial road, suffered a catastrophic failure. A retaining wall holding back the earth around a deep excavation pit gave in. The collapse formed a 30-meter deep cave-in, stretching 100 meters wide, and significantly disrupted road and rail construction, as well as telecommunications infrastructure. Now, as we sit in our homes or offices, it's harrowing to consider the impact such an event can have. The loss of lives is the most poignant and irreversible consequence. It raises questions that resonate with our audience of technophiles and ethically minded individuals. How do we reconcile our drive for progress with the need for safety and security? The subsequent inquiry into the collapse revealed a series of missteps. There were deviations from the approved design and inadequacies in the construction, design, and planning processes. It was a stark wake-up call for the industry, both locally in Singapore and internationally, that underscored the paramount importance of rigor in engineering practices. The technical aspects of the failure are sobering to contemplate. The Circle Line was being constructed using the new Austrian tunneling method, which typically involves careful monitoring of the ground and tunnel support pressures. In the case of the Nickel Highway collapse, it emerged that the retaining wall was not designed to withstand the loads it encountered, and critical warning signs leading up to the collapse were missed or misinterpreted. Listeners, I want you to consider with me the implications of such findings. In the age of rapid technological advancement, where we push the boundaries of what's possible, how do we maintain the necessary balance with risk management? Could it be that our quest for innovation sometimes outpaces our ability to safeguard against potential failures? In the aftermath of the collapse, Singapore took decisive action. The Land Transport Authority, LTA, initiated a comprehensive review of all tunneling works across the country. The construction industry implemented tighter controls, and new guidelines were introduced to strengthen design and supervisory frameworks. And here's something for all of us to ponder. What systems do we have in place in our own spheres of influence to catch mistakes before they escalate into disasters? How do we ensure accountability and maintain a culture where safety is never compromised for progress? The Nickel Highway collapse serves as a somber lesson and a call to vigilance. It was not simply a local incident. It is a global case study on the importance of checks and balances in the world of engineering and construction. It is a testament to the fact that each detail matters when lives and communities are at stake. To the families who lost their loved ones, the accident was a personal tragedy. The names Heng Yao Fiao, John Lee Chi Hua, Tae Kim Hock, and Ko Leng Heng serve as a reminder of the human cost when things go wrong. Their legacy is the improvements in safety that came as a result of the tragedy. It's crucial for us, as members of a global society, to learn from such events and ensure that the pursuit of development does not come at the expense of human lives and well-being. It's about creating a culture where precaution and ethical responsibility are ingrained into every project, no matter the scale. Now, I invite you to reflect on this. How do we honor the memory of those lost in such tragedies? By ensuring that the lessons learned are not forgotten, that the safeguards put in place remain strong, and by fostering dialogue that encourages transparency and learning from our past mistakes. As we wrap up today's episode, I urge all our listeners to take a moment to think about the structures and systems around us. Look deeper into the fabric of our everyday lives and consider the countless human hours of planning, design, and labor that go into them. If you're inspired to learn more about the Nicoll Highway collapse, I encourage you to visit its Wikipedia page. Read about the details, the investigation, the repercussions, and the steps taken to prevent future calamities. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. If you have thoughts or experiences related to today's topic, or if there's a topic you'd like us to cover next, share your insights with us. We're all part of this interconnected world, and your perspective enriches the conversation. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and engaging with the past to create a safer, more thoughtful future. This is Aloy, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Nicoll Highway Collapse. Thanks for listening. See you next time.